everyone, and welcome to the Shakeout Podcast. Recently, we made some small changes to this show. From now on, we'll be bringing you the weekly rundown, recapping all the results and news from the track, roads, and trails. Every second week, in addition to the rundown, we'll be releasing a longer episode including interviews and a deeper exploration into the exciting world of running. Today, we bring you the rundown that we recorded last Monday, May 13th. Stay tuned for a new edition of the Rundown and an episode dedicated to the Caster Semenya decision coming out this week. And as always, thanks for listening. Welcome back, Maddie.
Thank you, Kate. It feels very good to be home.
It's been a while.
I know. It's been 2 weeks. It feels like I was gone for a small eternity.
It feels like, I bet our listeners think the same thing, because we haven't had a rundown since you've been gone.
You flatter me.
Someone needs to.
I'm sure our listeners have been fine. I have faith in our listeners.
Well, I'm also certain that they're very happy that you have returned to the Great White North.
Me too.
Where it is very cold and
rainy. The weather is the worst.
In Toronto. It's awful today.
I flew home in a dress yesterday. Ugh. And then I got out to get in an Uber at like 9 or whatever. And my Uber driver was like, "Are you coming from somewhere warm?" And I was like, "Yeah. I'm not just a fool."
Right. It's always like when I go to training camp in January in Arizona and I get on the plane in a sun hat and people are like, "Where's this girl going?"
I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm an optimist.
Optimistic. It's a good way to live your life. So, given that you've been gone so long, we have a lot to cover.
So much.
Got a lot to get through on this Monday, dreary Monday afternoon. Let's dive right in. Let's start with the excitement from the roads. Going back a couple weeks now to that Vancouver Marathon.
Yuki Kawauchi.
Woohoo.
Course record. And his fiance, Yoko, won the women's race. How cute is that? Yuki and Yoko taking home BMO Vancouver Marathon crowns.
I love that. So we've been talking about power couples in the running world. There have been a lot of them recently.
A lot of them.
Shared the men's and women's championship titles.
I know.
I gotta say, though, Yuki and Yoko has got to be the cutest names.
It's the cutest one so far.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So they had a great day in Vancouver. Yuki has a new course record of 2:15:01, which is super exciting. 2:15 seems to be a sweet spot. Like,
For a lot of people.
And for Yuki, especially, like, he sort of runs between that 2:15 to 2:17 range, no matter what happens.
Yep.
Which I think means he's due for, like, a big punch through.
I think so, too. Sub-2:10s around the corner. That's how that works, right?
Yeah.
We obviously are both marathoners.
Bypass everything in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just jump right down.
I've run a marathon. That happened for me.
We're speaking from experience.
Yeah.
So amazing performances from Yuki and Yoko, which I just want to keep saying that over and over.
And we wish them well on their nuptials.
Yes.
Which is only a word you start saying when you start writing stuff. Nuptials. No one says that.
Oh, boy. So moving back across to the East Coast, the Sporting Life 10K took place in Toronto this past Sunday. It was a pretty dreary spring day. Again, keeping with this theme of really unfortunate Toronto spring weather, it was not particularly warm. However, the rain did hold off for the majority of the race. We had Josh McGilvery winning the male category in 30:35, and Gladys Harris won the women's division in 34:29.
Love that sweet, sweet downhill.
They have changed the course this year. It's not quite as, you know, breakneck downhill as that race used to be, but I think that could actually be a bit of a blessing in disguise, because I've raced it when
Are you a former SL 10K champ?
It was the Yonge Street 10K.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
And no, I wasn't a champ, but I was second.
You should have, yeah, I wouldn't have known the difference.
No, that's the only road 10K that I've ever run.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I ran super fast, and it was completely reflective.
How fast did you run?
32:24.
Whoa, Nelly.
Okay, but it is entirely downhill. Like,
whatever.
I PB'd through 3K, 5K, and 8K in that race.
So it was the best day of your life.
It was the best day of my life. And then people were emailing me from all over the country being like, "Are you a 10K runner now?" And I was like, "No, I just literally rolled down a hill for 10 kilometers.
It put me in a wheelbarrow. They let
me go. But I was so sore after, because you're braking constantly. So times were maybe a little slower this year because the course has changed, but it's probably better on the body overall. Just saying.
Sounds good.
Silver linings.
So you didn't PB, but your knees will live to see another day.
Correct. Yes. And finally on the roads, Maddie, we've got the Ottawa 10K coming up.
Pew, 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 pew. Ottawa 10K. The fields are amazing. Yeah. This is one of the most competitive Canadian road races I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
It's so exciting. We got, on the women's side, Lindsay Tessier, Kinsey Middleton, Natasha Wodak. Who else? Melindy Elmore, Sasha Gaulish, Jess O'Connell. There are more. I'm
and
sorry.
And like 30 more and like really, 30 really more. Fast women.
And this is, these are just the Canadian women.
Yeah. Claire Sumner.
Claire Sumner.
And that's just the women. And that's the men's just the women. Side is also super exciting.
We got Charles PT moving up distance. He doesn't usually run the 10K.
No, he does
he?
Not.
Chuck, we'll see what you can do.
Yep.
We got Benny Flanagan, our NCAA 10K champion from 2018. We got T. Woody. Tristan Woodfine recently ran a 2:15 marathon. Evan Esselink, 1:02 half marathon. I've gotten so nerdy. Who else?
By the way, folks, Maddie is not referencing anything as she pulls these stats out. Like, she's
this
just,
is just
on
my
fire
brain.
Today.
If you've seen me at the track recently, I know so much about you.
in a really non-creepy way.
In a non-creepy way.
In like a, with a lot of journalistic integrity kind of way.
It's just because I care about you.
Yeah.
I was on a roll and I lost it.
It's okay. You did great.
Anyway, it's a crazy field. Again, these are just the Canadians. There are a bunch of other international runners with super impressive PBs. We cannot wait for the Canadian 10K Championships / Ottawa 10K.
Less than 2 weeks at this point. Can't wait. All right, moving on to track news. Peyton Jordan, which is one of the most prestigious track races in North America, I would say almost the world in terms of early season distance events.
It's quality.
It's quality. It took place 2 weeks ago, and we saw a whole whack of Canadians get the world standard in their respective events.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, Madeline Kelly, you were present at the track in California weeks ago. Why don't you tell us what you saw?
I was there. So I saw Justin Knight ran a killer 5K. He ran 13:20. He looked fantastic. Ran a super smart race. Just kind of remained in the chase pack because Yamith Kijelcha dropped the hammer. Just ran away.
Right.
But you know what? When you recently have run a world record, that was only a few weeks ago in the grand scheme of things. He's probably still in pretty good shape.
Yes.
He's evidently still in pretty good shape. So Justin was a bit behind him, but still ran a really good race to open his season on the track and run world standard.
That's got to give him a huge amount of confidence.
Huge amount of confidence. And then we also had Tash Wodak run only 2 seconds off of her own Canadian record and also get standard. So that was a super exciting race. She looked so smooth.
Yeah.
She looked fantastic. And then finally, a real sneak attack. Ryan Smeaton, he's PB'd by 30 seconds in the past 2 weeks.
In the steeplechase.
In the steeplechase.
We're not even talking about a 10K or a half marathon.
He's 20 years old.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's 20 years old. And he has no national medals. He has no real NCAA accolades. He has no high school accolades. He's just sort of been good, but he's never been great. And he just really punched through in the past couple weeks. He's at Oklahoma State University. He's from Calgary, Alberta. And he's someone to watch because it looks like he's going to the World Championships.
That's amazing. He just became great.
He just became great.
He just proved himself great. Maybe he was always great and it just needed to come out.
I'm not here to tell you what you are or aren't.
No. The point is you ran real fast.
The point is you ran real fast.
Good job. World relays took place in Yokohama, Japan over the weekend. And it was kind of a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. It was a weird championships in general. Like, I was going to say it was a mixed bag for the Canadians. There were some breakthroughs. There were some real heartaches. Yeah. But I feel like that was true for pretty much every country.
Oh, yeah. It was totally true for every single country. But do you know what the real exciting thing was? People in Japan love track and field. Those stands were packed.
Yep.
Packed.
They just love running over there.
They love running.
It's amazing.
I'm
it's like they're so hockey.
Into Japan. Yeah. Anyway. So that was just super exciting to just see people be so excited to watch track and field.
Yeah, really cool atmosphere. All right, so let's start with the positives. Okay. For the first time ever, the World Relays held a mixed 4x4, which means that there were two males and two females on each team. And my sense about this is that this team was sort of put together as an experiment for Canada. There weren't a huge number of expectations on them. Great runners. We had Austin Cole, Ayana Stiverne, Zoe Sharar, and Philip Ose. You know, all great names, fantastic runners, but they were definitely not supposed to be the highlight of
the
meet for us.
No, and also two of those runners are still in university.
Yeah.
Austin Cole and Zoe Sharar are like university students and not like I went away and I came back, right. Like just straight up university students.
Amazing. Well, this team ended up coming home with the only medal that Team Canada won. They won a silver in that mixed 4x4. They ran 3:18.15, which is a new Canadian record, and they totally blew it out of the water. It was awesome to see.
And also a quick Zoe Sherrar shout out. Girls PB'd by 4 seconds in the 400 meter this season. That's a year. That's so...
It's like 20 minutes in the marathon.
Yeah, no, it's insane.
This event, Maddie, I believe, is going to actually become an Olympic event starting next year.
As it should be. So fun. Let's get men and women on the track together. Amazing. Why not?
Yes. So good job to them. Now, there was also some less fortunate news from our other relay teams.
The women's 4x100 meter was disqualified.
Yeah.
And the 4x1 men didn't make it out of their heats due to some kind of sloppy handoffs. And you know what? They wanted to make worlds. So, just so we're clear, the world relays and the world championships, two different things.
Yes.
The goal of the team was to qualify as many teams as possible from this meet, which is the world relays, for the world championships in Doha,
right,
in October.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we weren't quite as successful in that as we had hoped. But, I mean, that men's 4x1. I don't have any doubts about them getting it together, cleaning up their act, and then being back in full force for the world championships.
Yeah.
We worked out the kinks.
Totally.
On the weekend.
And they've got a ton of time.
Tons of time. It's very early.
What, 5 months away? They've got tons of time.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to give a shout out to our women's 4x4 because although they did not win a medal, they came within half a second of winning the bronze in their event. So a little overshadowed by the medal from the mixed 4x4, but those women ran pretty great. Good to see.
And last Japan shout out.
Yeah.
If you want to see something defy gravity, logic, reason, space and time.
Physics.
Go to our website. Check out the baton fumble. You won't regret it.
I love that it's shot in like four different slow-mo angles. Mm-hmm. And you can see the facial, like just watch something different in each of the four replays. Watch the handoff, watch the baton, again, defy all logic and physics. Watch the faces of the two athletes that are part of this fumble. I mean, ultimately these guys ended up getting disqualified, unfortunately, but I mean, they should have, I don't know, won something.
They for broke what the they running off. Internet.
They did.
So you won that.
Go check that out. All right. Back in North America, in the US, there was some excitement out of Texas this weekend. Speaking of funny videos and images.
And phenomenal names.
Yeah.
Superman,
aka
Infinite Tucker.
Infinite Tucker. Like, is that Infinite on his birth Tuckers. Certificate?
I hope so too.
That's a badass
name. Like, think about all the cute little nicknames you could have for that. Finny Tuck.
AKA Infinite Tucker, AKA Superman. You know what, Maddie? I don't even think we should say anything else about this.
No, watch the vid.
Go to the video. Shameless plug for our website. You got to go check it out.
Yeah.
Watch this guy. All we'll say is that he ran a really great race, and it's a hurdle race, and he completed that race in the best style we've seen all year.
And then moving on to someone who crossed the finish line on 2 feet, Matt Bowling, an 18-year-old from Texas, ran a 9.9800 meter a few weeks ago, which is bonkers for someone in high school.
Yes.
But unfortunately, that time wasn't record eligible because it was crazy windy.
Yeah.
So that time didn't mean anything other than it really got people's attention.
Yeah. Anytime an 18-year-old runs sub 10 in a high school meet in the 100 meter, it's going to turn some heads.
And although that was wind aided, he proved to everyone just how talented he is. He doesn't need the wind because he came back and ran a 10.13 on the weekend. And that 10.13 is an American high school record. Sorry, there's a lot of clauses to this record. It's an American high school record in a race with all high schoolers.
That's
in the regular season.
Right. That's not a championship. Anyway, it's one of the fastest high school times ever run in that event. And he's got range. He anchored his team's 4x4 running 44:47.
Yeah.
Which, again, it's not a legal time because it was part of a relay, but that would place him 6th on the current IAAF world rankings list for this year in the 400.
And he's a teenager.
Yep.
He's a teenager.
Keep your eyes out for this kid.
Yeah.
Big things to come.
But also, like, people are comparing him to Usain Bolt, and that's just... this kid's amazing.
Right.
He's also not Usain Bolt.
Right. And also give him a few years. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Also, don't put that kind of pressure on him.
Right.
You don't have to tell an 18-year-old they have to be Usain Bolt. No. You can just tell an 18-year-old that you're really good. Enjoy your day.
And also, just be Matt Bowling.
Yeah,
be Matt Bowling's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right. That pretty much covers our track news. We have some other news that has come out of the world of track and field, world of Canadian athletics, that is has been a little bit hard to stomach. Athletics Canada sent out a press release earlier this week announcing that they have terminated the positions of Ken Porter and Andy McInnes, who are both affiliated with the Ottawa Lions Track Club, and the allegations are around sexual misconduct within that team.
The Athletics Canada newsletter just skims the surface. If you are interested, I would say it's very worth your while to take the time to read actually the whole report that was written by the commissioner and the private investigators, because I think the report is really important for people to understand the magnitude of speaking about sexual assault and being open and honest about it. And that's extremely difficult. But if you are in a position to speak about it, to please do, because it's clear that there's been a lot that went unsaid for a very long time.
It indicates a pattern of behavior that seems pretty indisputable at this point. Always really sad when this type of news comes out. But, you know, there are also always silver linings. The fact that people are talking about this, that there were repercussions for those involved. And then, you know, the timing seems appropriate that an organization called Athletes Can sent out a survey to all Canadian national team members asking fairly in-depth questions about any type of mistreatment or abuse or assault or harassment, whatever, that athletes may have experienced in their career. And it sounds like there are some, you know, really hopefully positive steps being taken to prevent this sort of thing from happening again in the future. So if you are an athlete or a former athlete or a coach, anyone who's listening to this and feels like they would like to say something about this or has a story of their own, feel free to reach out either to Athletics Canada or your sport federation or Athletes Can, and there are resources available.
And the Athletics Canada website now has their safe sports section. And in order to fill out a complaint, it is super, super easy. So if you feel like that would be helpful or useful, it's a very easy resource to access.
Absolutely. All right. Switching to a bit of a lighter note, we have some exciting news out of the sort of track slash trail world, because again, we've talked about all the crossover between runners on the track, moving track to the road.
I would even say track trail road.
Track trail road.
TTR.
TTR. Rob Watson is the king of TTR, and he's now also one of our Canadian kings of the beer mile.
Well, Rob, there's no better way to recover than with a pint. But Rob Watson didn't have just one. He had four, and he ran four laps in between those beers. And post-Vancouver Marathon, to lick his wound, so to speak, he ran a 6:04 beer mile only 5 days after his marathon, which is really, really impressive. Most people can't walk yet.
No.
So congratulations, Rob.
He's like reverse carb loading.
He's reverse carb loading.
He's like carb recovery loading.
And
recovery
also,
carb loading?
Recovery carb loading. I'm sure it's calories.
Well, speaking of calories, he took home a nice haul of prizes for this victory. He won Nutella. He won a chocolate medal. He won a jar of honey from the race director's dad, which is super cute and personal. Love
so
that.
So cool.
And also just, you know, the redemption of having been able to say I'm now a champion after kind of being a bit disappointed with my marathon. Who needs the marathon? I can go run a beer mile.
Also, if Robin won, then Yuki and Yoko couldn't have been co-champions.
Right.
And that would have been...
That would have been devastating.
That would have been really hard on our content last week.
Yeah.
So,
so good job, Rob Watson. This year, this Gooder Vancouver beer mile was actually sold out. One of the stipulations was you had to run in costume, and you should absolutely check out all the photos of our costumed beer athletes on the trail section of our website.
They look amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty hilarious. So speaking of the trails, we have two last pieces of news for you. In a very appropriate timing, given that it was Mother's Day on the weekend, Hillary Spires, who is, Maddie, 6 months pregnant.
That's pretty pregnant.
That's pretty pregnant. She completed the Hot Sun Mountain 50 miler. Check out our trail editor, Tori Schultz's article about training for motherhood.
And finally, Becky Bates came 24th in the Transslovakia 73K.
I think it's Transvolcania. Transslovakia. They ran across Slovakia.
It's only 73K.
How big is Slovakia? Probably bigger than 73K point to point.
Do you Google how big Slovakia is? I think I just made my own race.
You've done that a couple times. It has an area of 49,000 kilometers.
All right. So it wasn't Trans-Slovakian.
No.
It was close. I stand corrected. It was Transvolcanian.
Transvolcania.
Volcania. It's not...
not a volcano. I was very confused.
We're not running over a volcano.
We're not running across Slovakia. Although, or over a volcano.
Another great race idea.
I really hope these come to fruition. This is your next career, Maddie.
Dude, me too. You must be planning at all times.
But you know what? You could then have a series. Like, you have to do the Backyard Badger beer...
Birthday bash. Yeah.
And then you have to run across a volcano and then across Slovakia.
Becky Bates. Becky Bates came 24th in the Transvolcania 73K race in the Canary Islands in Spain. She's 56, and this event is one of the hardest trail races in the world. She's from Kimberley, BC, and didn't even start running until she was 50. So a huge accomplishment for someone who's only been running for 6 years. And also such a fun thing to do.
Yep, amazing.
Yeah, don't just go for a run, go to Spain.
Again, Tori Schultz, our trail editor, has a fantastic series on the website about trail running after 50. So check it out, get some tips. And in the meantime, friends, happy running.
This has been Maddie and Kate for your weekly rundown. That was sort of a two-weekly rundown, yep. But you got it all.
Sure did.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.